Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 2, Week 8. The Way to Receive, Experience, and Enjoy the All-Inclusive Christ as the All-Inclusive, Life-Giving Spirit. The Aggregate of the All-Embracing Blessing of the Full Gospel of God. Saturday, Related Verses. Galatians 5:16-18. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these oppose each other, that you would not do the things that you desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Galatians 6:7-8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For he who sows unto his own flesh will reap corruption of the flesh. But he who sows unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life. 1 Corinthians 15:53-57. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality, then the word which is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up unto victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the glory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Related reading. The sixth way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit is by living and walking by the Spirit. Living and walking by the Spirit is equivalent to having or being by the Spirit. The Spirit is in our human spirit. After rising up in the morning, we should do everything by our Spirit. We must begin our day by living and walking in our Spirit. If we rise up in a loose way, we will spoil the whole day. The best thing to do after rising up is to call on the name of the Lord. When we call, O Lord Jesus, we are in the Spirit. Calling in this way brings us back from everything to our spirit. Then we will have a good beginning of the day, and we will be able to face any situation. We will be able to counter every circumstance by our spirit. This is to live and to walk by the Spirit. This experience follows the experience of being identified with Christ in his death, in order that he may live in us. Without experiencing the identification with Christ, we cannot live and walk by the Spirit. The seventh way to receive, experience, and enjoy Christ as the Spirit is also by having Christ formed in us through travail. Galatians 4:19 says, My children, with whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. The eighth way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit is by sowing unto the Spirit with the desire and aim of the Spirit in view, to accomplish what the Spirit desires. Our human living is a sowing. Whatever we do, we are sowing seeds, and whatever we sow, we will reap. If we sow something high and good, we will reap the same. And if we sow something mean and low, we can expect to reap the same thing. Everything that we do in our daily life is a sowing. Galatians 6:8 says, He who sows unto his own flesh will reap corruption of the flesh, But he who sows unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life. We must endeavor to sow properly. If we sow according to the Spirit, we will reap according to the Spirit. Our purchasing of a necktie is a sowing. The reaping will come when we stand before people with our tie to preach the gospel. If the tie is too worldly, our preaching will be empty. If we are not dressed according to the Spirit, people will not have the heart to listen to our message. To sow to the Spirit is to live Christ, and this is to receive, experience, and enjoy Christ. The ninth way to receive, experience, and enjoy Christ as the Spirit is also by boasting in the cross of Christ and living a new creation, which is neither religion nor non-religion. The cross of Christ is our boast. We boast in the fact that everything has been terminated on the cross. The love of cars, the love of a big house, and the love of stylish fashions have all been terminated. Everything has been crossed out. This is our boast. Now we are living in a new creation. Everything must be new, because we are a new creation in Christ. The consummate way to receive, experience, and enjoy Christ as the Spirit is by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ with our spirit. The book of Galatians concludes with 6:18. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ being with our spirit is the way to receive, experience, and enjoy Christ.